Greetings and salutations, loyal ATW listeners. Welcome to our inaugural pilot season, where for the next few weeks, you'll get to hear a wide variety of pilot episodes from our talented creative team. And after they've all been posted, you'll get to vote on which program you want to hear us expand into a complete season first. We've got fantasy and fun, sci-fi western, mystery and intrigue, and more. Stay tuned next for the second selection of pilot season, Max Peril, written by Thomas DJ. Check out last week's episode for the first selection, The Motley Crue, and don't forget to tune in next Friday for the third pilot episode, River's Journey, so you can vote for which one you want to hear more of first.
Good morning, evening, or afternoon to every citizen in the entire Galactic Union. We work hard for you so you can work hard for us. Today, the GU is still in negotiations to retain three more of its outer colonies. GU President Taylor Vaughn spoke at a conference being held on Beta Gamma 4 with representatives hoping to keep their planets under GU's umbrella of fellowship. The independent planet Freedom, formerly known as Phi Omega 12, has commissioned the Exo Corps to conduct a survey of their planet's resources in the wake of the cessation of GU-mandated mining. The Citizens Council that replaced GU governorship with Freedom's Declaration of Independence has insisted that ExoCorp has not been granted any mineral rights and is being brought on solely as an independent contractor. Freedom has hired the Pinkalone Adjudication Agency to provide mediation oversight services for the duration of the survey. On a brighter note, GU has announced an exploratory mission to the Gonad system to investigate a black hole that will be
Flight 194E from Epsilon Gamma 14 is now disembarking at Terminal 9.
Adjudicator Major Peril?
It's Pirelli.
Pardon?
I'm Adjudicator Major Maxine Pirelli.
Pleased to meet you. Didn't you read the briefing?
I didn't have much time. I was just wrapping up my last posting when I was told to report here. And you are?
Bart Okani, but you should just call me Bartok. I'm not at the level for more than two syllables. This way.
Pardon?
We're heading to a transport. I figured you'd want to meet the sheriff of the area affected by the survey site before meeting the Citizens Council for all the meetings.
No, you were correct in what I'd want, plan-wise. But this syllable thing?
It's the tradition of the Fukandian, well, we're all Fredonians now, I guess. It's their tradition that the number of syllables in your name indicates the level of authority you have in society. Some of the council members have six or seven syllables. When we were in negotiation before founding Freedom, non-Indigenous members agreed to abide by the tradition, with two syllables being the casual name or the name of the less important citizens. After some discussion, it was agreed that your name would be collapsed to Peril.
My first name is two syllables. Couldn't you have used that?
No. In Fukandian, those two syllables make up something rude.
Gotcha. What's the situation like in the area I've been assigned to?
Nope. The usual for a new indie like us. There's some tension with the citizens in the area, and let's be honest, Freedom as a whole, bringing in a megacorp, even on a time-restricted, outsourced contract.
Of course. Fear that welcoming someone like Exocorp will serve as a backdoor to the GU taking back control is natural.
But we need this survey. If there's a chance that these mines still have viable Lucanol deposits... Here we are. Let alone deposits of other minerals that the GU didn't even bother checking for after they came across that motherload.
You need them to build this into your image of a free planet, not a shadow of what it once was.
Exactly.
The Citizens Council should have no problem. Pinkalone was founded to make sure planets like yours could prosper and grow without outside interference. We're very supportive of the independence movement. This maglev, planning on keeping it?
Planning on expanding it. It's a much better option than going back to fuel, solid or liquid.
It's gonna be expensive.
All the more reason for this survey. The GU being what they are, they only provided access to two cities and the mines. We want it connected to all population centers.
Sensible, if maybe awfully ambitious.
But if it means we can reduce planetary degradation, maybe even eliminate it.
Of course. I'll do what I can to keep your plans on track.
It looks like we're about to have visitors, Carrie.
Do you suppose this is our outworld colleague?
I'm not sure we should consider this officer a colleague.
This person has been brought here to help us enforce the law in unusual circumstances. Does that not make her a colleague?
Well, yeah, but she's getting paid to do it.
Do we not also get paid?
We're getting paid to cover our expenses. We live here, Carrie. This person doesn't. She's just a mercenary, as far as I'm concerned.
I do not know if I agree.
Well, that's okay. Just make sure we do our job. I don't want this merc taking an opportunity to steal our thunder and take credit for something. I'm sorry, you have to wear that trans unit. She shouldn't be here too long. We can go back to mind speaking.
It is fine. I still need practice with utilizing my body to communicate rather than my mind.
Why the hell are we doing this? Just because a couple of scientists are poking around our minds? I can handle them.
There is still distrust.
On both sides. Oh, never mind. Let's snap to. Welcome to Law Enforcement Outpost 59. I'm Sheriff Caravan, and this is Deputy Carey.
Thank you. Thank you very much. This is...
Adjudicator Major Max, Peril.
Nice to meet you, Adjudicator. Don't worry. It took some getting used to for me as well when we decided to change our naming structure. Why don't you take a seat? You too,
Bartok. I could wait in the car until the meeting is over.
Nonsense. We are all equals here.
You came straight from the port, right? Do y'all want anything to drink?
No, that's fine. I'll grab something once I'm done with all the meetings.
Well, if you change your mind, let Carrie know.
I couldn't ask during this meeting.
It is fine. My race is good at focusing on multiple tasks.
You sound like you're in distress, Deputy.
Sorry about that. Fucandi and respiratory systems are different from ours.
Well, I would think that's obvious.
Adjudicator!
That is fine. Our physical appearance can be disconcerting.
Oh, I'm not shocked. I'm assuming from your spherical shape and lack of obvious sensory organs, you communicate using some other method?
Deputy, I am so sorry for the adjudicator's behavior. She wasn't briefed before arriving.
I am used to such reaction from outsiders.
I'm assuming you use telepathy to communicate.
That is correct. I promise I will not violate your privacy.
Yeah, you misinterpret my questioning, Deputy. I imagine trying to communicate through sound is difficult, if not painful, for you. I permit you access to my mind.
Are you sure?
You see this patch? That means I've been on over 20 postings in my career with the agency. I've met with more alien species than you can name, Bartok. Not all of them are humanoids. And sure as hell, not all of them communicate but using sound.
Right.
Can you receive me comfortably?
Yes. Please tell me more of the assignment.
Well, this is just a little outpost. We've got a few farmers out here since the mine shut down, a few other stragglers. We've had some of our Fucandian citizens relocating here, setting up shops.
It is painful for us in tightly populated areas. We do our best to respect the privacy of our brothers and sisters.
Well, I can imagine it's hard to maintain all the psychic input.
Exactly.
The ExoCorp survey team is posted at the mouth of the mine. Distant, but since we're the closest colony, they've had to come here for short-term supplies.
Well, how often do they get supply drops from the company?
Monthly, according to Survey Leader Alanoy.
That's Alan Noyce. He's resistant to following Freedom naming protocols.
Not surprising.
Well, you gotta understand, Freedom is still very, very new. They're not used to us being a potential ally and not an enslaved serf. While some of these folks, they're being rude out of ignorance or force of habit, I'm sure there are a few, maybe more than a few, who are using our old names out of malice.
Anything else?
Slow down, Koosh.
Henson!
What?
You're out of line.
Come on! Look at them!
I apologize for my colleague. He slept through the part of our briefing that covered cultural sensitivity.
That is alright. When your race first arrived here on Freedom, we were puzzled and horrified.
Hey!
But once we communicated, we learned how alike we are on the inside.
Do you believe what this thing is saying to us?
The Fukandians were here long before this colony was founded, Henson. We came long after that. We're the guests here. Show some tact. That should be enough for now. Thank you.
I will calculate your cost.
I can't believe you're taking its side.
I can't believe you signed on for this mission if you were like this.
Here you are. Place your gene signature here. Thank you. Would you like to request anything? I will be making an order tomorrow.
No, thank you. If we think of something, we will let you know. Alone. Come, Henson.
See ya, Koosh.
I'm going to have to talk to Alanoy about your behavior.
Why do you want to do that?
All due respect, I'm really thinking you're unsuited for this mission, Henson. You are not capable of interfacing with the locals without offending them.
Come on! You heard that, Koosh. It didn't mind.
The fact that you keep using that slur to refer to the locals is proof you're not suitable. Henson, I'm tempted to recommend that we send for a replacement and you be sent back to the company on the next supply drop.
You wouldn't! I need this posting, Gateson. If I don't complete one more posting before my review, I'll lose my promotion. Hell, I might even be laid off!
How many postings have you had canceled on you?
What's that got to do with anything?
I think you're unsuited for this kind of work. And I have a suspicion Alanoy would agree with me.
Come on! You can't say that!
I think I already did. Let's get back to base.
But Gateson, I need this posting!
Back to the base!
I still don't see why you felt the need to hire an independent adjudicator to keep an eye on us.
You are outsiders. We might react to your actions in a way that is not warranted. After we signed the agreement with your company, we felt having another outsider monitoring you and interpreting your actions could prevent any misunderstandings.
Yes, but no disrespect, Miss Pirelli.
It's adjudicator peril. I'm on the job, not a vacation.
How can you trust a hired gun with no experience in your culture to interpret our actions?
If I may, Counselor?
Please.
I'm not here just to keep an eye on you. I'm here to make sure communication between your team and the people who live on this planet is open and understandable to all. I'm not a hired gun. To be honest, I'm hoping I never have to use my gun for the duration of my posting. I'm a facilitator with tools both parties can use. Now, you can either fume about my presence, or use those tools to get results all of us want.
Points to you for standing up for yourself.
When you work for an independent agency,
you learn to. I got that. I still don't get why we need you.
If you must, consider it something we need to provide for your safety.
We could have brought our own security agents.
That would only make the problems we are trying to solve worse.
Look, you two can debate why I'm here and whether it's to your benefit or not. Why don't you look at it this way, Illinois?
That's Mr. Noyce to you.
We went through the thought behind our naming structure before.
It's not like we're here for good, Counselor. We're here to do a job.
But surely you agree that while you're here, sir, you want to respect those who hired you? Thought so.
Don't take my silence to mean something that doesn't, Adjudicator.
Not saying I am.
You have a job to do, Illinois. We want you to do the best job you can. Adjudicator Peril can help you do that job, just as they can help us.
I don't need a watchdog.
Stop thinking of me as a watchdog.
Answer me honestly. Are you going to report to the council?
Only if something comes up that makes it imperative for me to.
If you'll excuse me for a moment.
Adjudicator?
This is a closed session, Administrator Bartok.
Yes.
I'm sorry, Counselor, but I think Adjudicator Peril needs to take this call. Here.
Hello?
Peril, it's the Sheriff. I know you were talking to the Council, but you're needed back here.
What's wrong?
A body's just turned up.
I'm sorry. I must go.
Certainly it isn't your first, Sheriff. Wait, is it?
But our meeting is not over.
Something has come up. Something urgent.
It isn't my first, but it is the first that falls under your assignment's purview.
One of my people has been murdered.
You've been listening to the pilot episode of Max Peril, written by Thomas DJ, produced by Thomas DJ, Chris Honeywell, and Nicole Tomte. Sound design and music provided by Chris Honeywell. Sarah Palmero was Adjudicator Major Max Peril. Nicole Tomte was Administrator Bartok. Cambry Varner was News Anchor. John Wilson was Sheriff Caravan. David Ellis was Deputy Curry. Eugene R. Hendricks was Henson. Tim Price was Gateson. Claire Void was Dyax. Charlie Niemeyer was Survey Leader Illinois. Anna Crawford was Counselor Vistel. Please contact us at htwinfo@gmail.com and join the conversation in the HTW Discord. You can find the invite at htw.blogspot.com. And don't forget to make your voice heard. Go to your social media of choice on Facebook, Twitter, Discord, and Blue Sky once all the pilot episodes have aired, and vote for which pilot you want to hear expanded into a season first. Thank you for listening, and good night.